This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Right now, though, we are in studio with Pulvia Shiburi, who is a debt counseling and management specialist, to talk to us about the pros and cons of debt review. Good morning, Pulvia.
Good morning, all the listeners of Power FM, and good morning to you too, Gwena.
Thank you so much for waking up. I think that's the important thing.
And yeah. It's cold.
We appreciate that. You're a debt counseling and management specialist. Just tell us briefly, what does that mean and what do you do?
I'm a registered debt counselor, registered with the National Credit Regulator. And what we do is we assist over indebted consumers get out of debt. And now it's not a quick fix, but we help people manage their debt so that they are able to live, pay for their debt obligations, and as well as be able to maintain their lifestyle.
So my question when it comes to debt counseling, I mean, can I just call out, how are you going to help me?
So what we do is...
Are you going to show me how to manage, to cut down on my beer and other expenses?
Not really.
Because I've always been wondering, how? Because can I just call out, I earn this much, and then so, where do I find the balance? I have to go rob a bank to find or get another job.
What we actually do as debt counselors is that we try to offload you of the burden of debt. And we do that by communicating or negotiating with your credit providers to lower your monthly installments and to lower your interest as well. Remember that debt review is a formal and legal process, and it comes from the National Credit Act, and NCR is the one that's regulating the whole process. So what we do is we negotiate with your credit providers. We sit them down and say, look, Gwena is not in a position to pay you what he used to or what he's currently paying you. And now we are proposing a new restructuring. We are now restructuring the debt. We are now reducing the interest. We are reducing the monthly installment. We prove beyond reasonable doubt that you're no longer able to pay an X amount. You are now able, you can now pay this amount. And what we do is that we bring it forth, we communicate with them up until we get to a point where we all agree, and then we obtain a court order.
So is it a question of lowering my debt or just extending it so that I can afford it?
It's two ways. We are lowering your installment, so that means that you'll be able to afford it. But now by reducing the interest rate, that means that now we are looking at the principal debt that you had taken out. Then that itself will then be reduced. Remember that a lot of money comes in from the interest. So let's say, your example, if you take 50,000, there's interest on that account, you know. And then when we lower the interest rate, we then reduce the ultimate debt amount that you need to pay back.
So instead of maybe 11.7, 11.5 interest rate, you can negotiate it down to 8 or 7.
Yes, we reduce it.
So what sort of debt? Is it any kind of debt? Is there a specific debt that you look into?
Right. We assist with all debts as long as those debts are with registered financial institutions. So meaning that we cannot assist Kabo Machonisa, you know, but we can assist with micro lenders, you know, your cash loans, as long as they are registered. We also assist with school fees for a private school as well. Private school. The only things that we do not include under debt review is statutory debt. This is like your SARS account, your municipal accounts, your traffic fines. Those we cannot assist.
I was just about to say, hey, why did you call it a City Power 54,000? Can you help me? So you can't.
No, with that one, we can't. The only time where we are able to...
Then, Bonolo, why did you set up this interview? I thought... Because that's why I said it's personal. Because I owe City Power like 54,000.
You can make arrangements. Buy
about the high and low. But mama won every 2 months. Okay, so as you say, SARS, municipalities.
Traffic fines, that we cannot assist with. But any other debt with any registered financial institution, we can assist. So all accounts that you can think of, we can probably assist you.
All right, let's take a few steps back and then say, so what are the, let's start with the cons of debt review. And debt review king, so you take all my debts or my, okay, I pay this, and that, and then you balance it and say, are you earn this much, so affordability. Yeah.
So when we start with debt review, first of all, we look at number one, assessment. We do what we call a free and non-obligation assessment. This is where we pull out your credit report. We now try to see how much your income is, your living expenses. And then we sort of like draw a balance to see how can we assist this person. Because in some cases, you may find that the client is so over indebted that debt review can't even assist. But in most cases, what we do is that we compile, we calculate on our side and how much you can pay back within a specific term and over a certain interest rate. And now the good things about being under debt review is that it comes in with legal protection, which is something that a lot of people are not aware of. That when you're under debt review and you've got assets, your assets are safe from repossession because we obtain a court order. We get a court order. And then court order safeguards your assets from repossession. As long as you keep to the agreements of debt review, you can't then say, I'm under debt review, there's a court order, then you stop paying. You still have to keep to the arrangements of the debt review process. And so the first thing is to we make sure that you're legally protected, especially if you're in arrears. Secondly, we are looking at taking down or reducing your interest rate, as I've mentioned. And then we also reduce in your monthly installment. You'll find that maybe currently you're paying 10,000 on a loan, and then on a personal loan. And then we can reduce that up to 5,000. So that frees up a lot of your income. And then we're also looking at repaired credit profile. If you complete the debt review process, and this is a big if you complete it, then we will issue you with a clearance certificate. We will remove the flagging on your name. And then that means that we'll update all registered credit bureaus that, you know, Gwena was under debt review. Right now he's being declared debt-free. But that's... Yes. and it happens. People batla skolot and, you know, apply for debt review again for the second time. So the process does work. The process is effective and it does work. It just needs to be implemented in the right way. And, you know, and the right way is literally just transparency throughout with the credit providers as well as with the client.
So you only get out of debt review once you've paid off. That's the only way to get out of it.
Right now, the best way to get out of debt review is to pay up all your accounts. Because what you can do is that you can get an attorney to rescind that court order that we did as debt counselors, right? But now, you're still going to be in the same situation. You're not debt free. And remember that when the debt review process, especially if a court order is not granted, if a court order is not granted, that means that if you terminate or you know, the debt review is terminated, you go back to paying that original installment that you were paying before.
So, but what are the limitations? Because there is this perception, Pulvia, that once I'm in debt review, there's certain shackles that I'm put in that I cannot move up until this. So,
the first thing is that when you're under debt review, you'll not be able to incur any new debt. You can't get you know,
which makes sense.
Which makes sense because we want you to get debt free, right? And then you can't take out any new credit. And that means that you'll be living off cash most of the time. Your credit cards will not work. You know, your revolving credit plans, nothing will work. So you will be living literally on a cash perspective on a monthly basis. But if 5,000 of your debt is reduced on a monthly basis, why would you need to go back to credit, you know? And so that is the biggest thing. And then obviously when you're under debt review, besides not being able to get a new credit, you have to finish the debt review process. This is one of the
Is there a prescribed or depending gaskolot?
Depending gaskolot, but what we do, we've got guidelines as well. For example, like your unsecured debts, these are your credit card, loans, overdrafts, they need to be paid within 5 years as a maximum.
Okay.
Yeah. So now, but now when you have a house, you're not going to be under under debt review for 20 years, 30 years. So what we do is that we do not put a term or a cap on a house. So when you, let's say you've got your unsecured debts, your credit cards and stuff, and then you've got your home loan. You then, after 5 years, have paid up your home loan, you've paid up your credit cards and overdrafts. You're then left with a home loan. Then we remove you from the process. We still issue a clearance certificate and we remove you from debt review. That means that you continue to pay the home loan on your own and you go back to that original installment, because we cannot put you under debt review for 20 years. Then you will not live, you know.
Mm. We're in conversation with Paul Viashiburi, who is a debt counseling and management specialist. We are talking about the pros and cons of debt review. Let's talk about the process itself of debt review. I mean, so what do? I come to you and say, hey, gay male.
Yes, you do that. I mean, the first thing that you need to do, a lot of South Africans come to us sometimes when it's already too late for us to assist. And when I say when it's already too late, I mean, there's already a judgment that has already been issued, or there is a warrant for execution of your car. You know, people come too late. When they say we are on our way to repossess your car, that's when they start calling and, you know. But the minute you start to, we fall behind, that's the best time to actually start contacting, you know, a debt counselor, because then it's early, it's still early, and we can actually help you out. But sometimes we are unable to do that due to legal action. But now the process itself, it's simple. What we do is that we do a free assessment. That is, we check your credit report. We go through your profile, how much are you currently paying, all those things, payslip, your living expenses and stuff. And now it's also important that you disclose all of your expenses. You know, sometimes we leave out certain expenses thinking that they're not important, or they're just not large enough. We need to have a detailed report of all your expenses so that we can make a thorough assessment. And then once an assessment has been done, we then give you what we, you know, your payment, or your we call it a payment plan. We'll tell you this is how much you'll be paying. And then if you are happy with that amount, we are then good to go. We submit the application to the credit providers. We use a form called a 17-1. That means that it's a notification to credit providers that, you know, a consumer has applied for debt review. And then now here's the final part, or rather a very important part in debt review. Once we determine that you are over indebted, and that this means that once we send out that letter to credit providers, they then have 5 working days to respond to us with your statements. We call them certificate of balances. This tells us that Gwena took a loan on this day, and this is how much the outstanding balance is, the interest charged and everything. After we determine that you're over indebted, you cannot exit debt review. So that means that it's a done deal. But you can exit debt review if you have not yet been declared over indebted.
So Mbulelo on Twitter says, people now know debt counseling, and a lot of people are not doing it due to its consequences. It's basically a jail. You, after you spend 10, 15 years, you're not able to buy anything on credit. It's somehow negative. And I think it's a point that we made, that once you get into that, you can't take out any credit.
You can't get
yourself into another scholarship because you're dealing with a scholarship.
Yes. Yeah. But I would like to address that. He said 10 years or 15 years. Look, debt review, it's a flag that will be there up until all the debts are paid up. There are people who have terminated debt review, but they have continued paying debts on their own. And now they are still under review. But now this is where you still need, if you can't find your previous debt counselor for whatever reason, Pierce Debt Management is here for you. You can come back to us. We check and remove the flag if indeed you have paid up those debts. You know, the issue here, it's for you to pay up the debts. Even if you decide debt review is no longer working for me, you continue paying on your own. You can still come back and say, I've paid up all my debts. Here are my paid up letters. and then I want the dead review flag removed. Because as long as the dead review flag is not removed, then you will, your name will still be flagged for that 10 years, 15 years that he's talking about. You know, you need to get the flag removed.
I see. Aubrey is asking, so do you help individuals only or do you help businesses also in debt review?
We help individuals only. Business, what we do is if you are the only director and the debts have been taken out in your name, that we can assist with. But with business, we do not at all.
Mm. Wolf, are some people are candidates for insolvency and not debt review. That is why some people remain for long periods under debt review. What's the difference?
So look, now it's the difference between insolvency and debt review is that debt review, it's insolvency is also remedial action, but debt review, it's a rather more of you are still in somehow in the driver's seat, you can still manage your finances. But insolvency, this is when now nothing can work for you. Debt review cannot work for you. You then now declare that you're bankrupt. You then now have to give away, or not give away, but you have
isn't
to...
Isn't that for rich people? I always hear people.
Yeah.
For us mere mortals, can we be insolvent? Because I always hear like some rich guys
Exactly. Because then they have got a lot of assets. But an average individual does not have assets. It's only liabilities. So at the end of the day, they're like, if I can't pay it, well, if they can't repossess anything, that's it. You know?
0861-987-000, tweets at PowerFM987 or directly at Marara Moabelo. In conversation with Pulvia Shiburi, we are talking about the pros and cons of debt review. So as we start to wind down the conversation, I mean, does it how far do you go in terms of the debt? Can I come get debt? Yeah, 1 million, Leah 5,000. Like, how far do you... Or is there a limit of sorts?
There's no limit. But we as PS Debt Management, we've got a minimum. We do not assist if your debts are lower than 50,000. Reason for that is, remember that this process, it's not for free. You're going to have to pay for the service.
I was coming there.
You're going to have to pay for the service. But if you're owing 10,000, for an example, and we are charging 8,000 for legal fees, debt review will not help you. It will actually make it worse because now you're incurring an additional 8,000. You know, so it's it really 50,000 a minimum we can assist. You know, but yes, there is no cap into how much you should be owing. If you're owing 3 million, 5 million, 10, you are welcome. We can assist.
So and I wanted to touch on the issue here. I always say that, but Pulvia, wa bona ke na le dikoloto. So you know why we charge you for the debt? How does it work? Because now I'm paying you, but you are seeing that I'm struggling to pay other people. So how does it work? Is there like a standard payment, or does it? Like, how does it work with me, as somebody who wants debt cancelling, to pay you?
You know, our fees are regulated by the National Credit Regulator, meaning that we do not charge out of our head. We don't have a fixed or a standard amount to say that, look, for every client that comes, we're going to charge 5,000. It all depends on affordability. So if client A and B come together, and if client A can afford 10,000, then what we do is that we look at how much can that client pay. And then you find that client B can pay only 2,000. Then that will be our fee. So our fees are regulated mostly. It depends on how much the client is owing and how much they can afford to pay. So we never exceed what we call the repayment amount, the new restructured amount. For an example, if you come to us with 10,000 every month and we reduce your debts from 10,000 to 5,000, then that means that our fee will only be 5,000. Now, someone will come, we reduce their debts from 4,000 to 2,000, then our fee will become 2,000. So it depends on you and
so you're taking that money.
What we do... remember that
I'm a bit confused.
Okay, so what we do is that in the first month, because here is the according to the National Credit Regulator, we are supposed to obtain or have formalized or concluded debt review within I would say 60 days. It has been pushed to 90 days since COVID to obtain a court order. Right. So in that process, in that time, while we negotiate with your credit providers, you are then paying our fees first. And then once that has been concluded, you start to pay your credit providers. Reason why we do that is because you help a lot of people. After 2 months, they decide, I'm not paying. I don't want to pay anymore. Or this is not working out for you. We have done all that work. We have gone to court. Attorneys need to be paid. And
it sounds like a cost. It sounds like a costly exercise, though.
And it's not. I think it's because now we are not really talking, because there's not a standard amount.
Yeah.
That's where it becomes a little bit complicated. But it's not. If you are currently paying 5,000 and we reduce your debts to 2,500, 2,500 rand is what you're going to pay us as our fee as debt counselors, which is included.
But then, which means for me, then I don't, and if I'm understanding you, then it doesn't work. It benefits me from Horskolo to Seafela, but that money comes to you. So it doesn't.
Not necessarily. Yeah. So this is what happens. So let's say you sign up now in June, right? And you get paid, you normally pay your debts 25th of June. We do all the work right now, meaning that the first installment in June, right, will come to us for our fee.
Okay.
Right? Now, remember, we were talking about the 60 days court order. In the second month, that same amount will then be going towards attorney fees. Third month, that entire amount then goes towards credit providers. So you've got 2 months to pay. You're not paying any extra. It's still the same amount that we have told you to pay. But the first month we distributed towards debt counselors. The second month is distributed to attorneys. And on the third month, that amount then starts going to your debt or to your credit provider.
Yeah, see, that's what I was saying, that would it not then make sense if it goes to Hofokuta Skoloto Saka instead of going to the lawyers? But I think you've just made it a little bit clearer now.
And remember that when we calculate a term, we include that 2 months where you're still paying the fees. If we say that you're going to pay for 60 months, that 60 months is inclusive of those 2 months where you'll be paying off the fees. But remember that our fees are not upfront. You know, it's your normal installment that you'll be paying. Instead of shifting it towards the credit provider, we then shift it towards paying the debt counselor in the first month and the attorneys in the second month. Creditors start to receive the full payment on the third month.
All right. Before we wind it down, 0861-987-000, tweets at PowerFM987, or directly at Tara Mwabele. We're talking about the pros and cons of debt review. But what are there any limitations in terms of who can come, or as long as Onale Skoloto, as you mentioned, that, well, specifically you guys do not deal with debt under 50,000.
Look, as long as you've got debts and they are more than 50,000, and also another crucial part is that if you're married in community of property, your spouse will need to apply with you. So rule of thumb is that it's your one estate. Whether the one has debts and the other one doesn't have, your one estate, you have to come together and apply. That's the rule of thumb that we apply. And
so you know, one about to go to him because of me.
Marlene and Nasi just go tell it to you. So it's just the rule of thumb, and it's how it's been, you know, regulated here in South Africa, that if you're married in community of property and, you know, you have to apply with your spouse. It's only if you're married ANC, antenuptial contract, and where then you don't have to apply with your spouse. And again, traditionally, we'll have to look at it. Traditionally, you know, I'm talking about customarily, in some of the cases, you can apply on your own.
All right, we out of time, Pulvia, but thank you so much for coming through. I think you still need to pay us a visit sometime again soon. There's still a number of issues that I think we need to get through. But how do people get in touch with you guys, and people that want to find out more, that want to maybe speak to you, where and how do they go to find more information?
If anyone wants to find out about anything related to their debts, they can contact us on 012-023-2364. Our WhatsApp line is 073-586-1000. 4623. We are also available on Facebook and our handle is PS Debt Management. Instagram, it's ps.debtmanagement, and Twitter, it's PS Debt.
And I mean, you said that you are, what's the word, you are part of the National Credit...
We are registered with the National Credit Regulator, and our NCR number is 3262.
Because I sometimes get calls from these people who saying that, we can reduce your debt by 50%. I'm like, you? Kanjani? Tempting as it sounds, because sometimes you're like, hey, no, maybe not. So so you need to double check.
The best way to do that is to go to the NCR website, and then you just have to, you know, punch in the debt counselor's name or the company name. But the most accurate thing that you can use is an NCR DC number, and ours is 3262.
Thank you so much for coming through to speak to us. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
I hope I rocko kolote for this interview.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.